With Nikki and Tamello in the morning.
97.3 Coast FM.
Tesla's market value has accelerated past $1 trillion US dollars.
$1 trillion?
After a bulk order of its electric vehicles. Now, in fact, the order even managed to push the overall value of Wall Street higher, and Elon himself is reportedly better off to the tune of $25 billion. Now, as of June this year, only five companies were valued at over a trillion. They were Apple, Microsoft, Amazon, Google, and Saudi Aramco, which is a state-based Saudi oil company.
Okay, fair enough.
Tesla was tracking to hit the trill, which is what I'm going to call it from this point onwards, next year. But this bulk order of 100,000 Teslas from rental company Hertz tipped them over the line. So they're investing. Them. Now, for those who are trying to get your head around the number, it's big. A trillion is 1,000 billion or 1,000,000,000. So if you try and visualise it, right, a stack of $1 billion notes would be 67.9 miles high, so over 100 k's. A trillion dollar bills would reach almost, you know, over 60,000 miles into space, so over 100,000 k's into
You may
space.
As well just say you've got unlimited money.
Essentially.
At $1 trillion, you have unlimited dollars.
If you were to spend $40 a second, it would take you 289 days to spend a billion. And at that spending rate, it would take you 792 years to blow a trillion.
You actually could not possibly spend that much money.
100%
You could
not.
Try as hard as you'd like and you wouldn't spend it.
Well, you say that. I think that's what Clive Palmer's currently spending on legal proceedings.
Unless you get into a fight with the WA state
that's
government.
Right. Exactly right.
Then you could.
It's also roughly how much you need to save to get into the Perth housing market right now, but that's another story. Well, I tell you what, some things have been achieved. There's been a lot of talk of net zero emissions, and today our PM is set to announce Australia's plans to achieve that by 2050, which is good because there had to have been some negotiations and whatever going on in the boardrooms, you know, to make it happen, which, I mean, I understand that it's going to hurt people financially, potentially, but, like, what's...
Got to look at the end game, though,
don't
you?
That's the thing. There's no point worrying about money if we don't have a world to live in. You know, there's a slightly bigger issue at stake here. Anyway, so we'll find out what the plans are for that. And he'll then depart for the G20, the big heads of government meeting in Rome, and then COP26, which is the UN Climate Change Conference, which is in Glasgow, which is...
Yes, the one that everyone peer pressured him into going to because he didn't want to go.
Come on, man, you got to front up.
I know.
Yeah. So look, all of that starts today. Now, if you're looking for work, WA's biggest chains are crying out for staff.
Everybody is looking for work.
Well, there are signs everywhere for sure.
It's crazy.
More than 1,000 positions between McDonald's and, I don't know, is it, I've never actually said it out loud, the Mexican chain, is it Guzman y Gomez? Is that what it is? Yeah, Guzman y Gomez. Sorry, the accent is essential.
You can't help it.
I can't help myself. I'm a nightmare. All I have to do is like do a layover in like an airport and I've picked up an accent, you know? Anyway, so Perth and WA, Mac is looking for 11,000 workers around Australia, 750 in WA. Guzman and Gomez looking for 564 positions to be filled in Perth alone. So check their websites.
I've heard Aldi have got quite a lot of positions going as well. Yeah. So if you want to sit down at the checkouts, hey, that's the place to go.
I think you might have to do more than just sit down at checkouts. I've seen them moving around a fair bit. But also, I mean, not just that. I mean, you look around lots of places, they've got signs up in the windows, ones that aren't big ones like that. So look around. There are positions if you can. And look, there's many people calling for our Premier to reassess his living situation. Obviously, there was a most recent security threat, I think it was on the weekend at his Rockingham home. An anti-vax protester and gun owner was arrested and charged on Friday. There you go, after posting a YouTube video threatening to take him out.
Very scary.
Very much. He had to leave a wedding to sort things out, apparently. There's also reports he's been house hunting. I mean, whether that's to relocate or for whatever purpose, I don't know. But it's funny, I don't think I've ever had a clue about where any of the other premiers have lived.
No.
Do you know which one his house is?
No, I know it's on the street, but I don't know which one it is.
Okay, right. Well, see, there you go. Obviously,
can't imagine it'd be too hard to find out.
Probably not, and there are people out there that do. So,
yeah,
which is leaving you somewhat vulnerable. Mind you, you imagine it would leave you somewhat vulnerable, but he said, I'm not making decisions based on that. We're not moving.
Once again.
We're doing what we need to do.
He loves Rockingham.
He really does.
Loves it.
So
just get some security out the front, I suppose.
Oh, I think they probably are already. Just quietly.
More?
Yeah, maybe some more. I know some people, Mark, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, it's just me.
You want to do his security, do you?
Just looking for a bit of extra work. Okay. If he's willing to pay cash, we can talk.
Well, would you like to do security or sit down the checkers at Audi?
Oh, well, there's an option. Well, whatever I can do under the table, you know what I'm saying?
Nikki and Zamello's three things you need to know.
Well, the Mandurah Arts Festival gets underway on Friday with a launch that includes picnics and food trucks set up from 5 o'clock at the new public art piece meeting place. Now, that's the white structure that's been built next to the new skate park on the Western Foreshore.
Okay.
And will feature a live orchestral performance of Vivaldi's Four Seasons, amongst other things. Yeah. And for the rest of the activities, check mandurah.wa.gov.au because it runs, like, through November.
Mm.
This week is National Children's Week and there is a picnic in the park at Erskine today from 10 till 12 to celebrate. You can check details of that at coastlive.com.au.
Nice.
And if you're looking for family-friendly areas this spooky season, can I suggest you check out the Facebook group Halloween Trick or Treat, Mandurah and Surrounding Areas. They're looking at compiling addresses at the moment. And if you've got a place that is, you know, going to be all decorated up in spooky style, then get on there too. They're currently in the process of putting that together for your little ghouls.
Okay, so you can pick a street that's trick-or-treat friendly and you don't bother anyone that isn't.
Or even just go to the addresses, like the specific
houses.
Right
there. Straight to the lollies.
And now we're going to Palmyra. Now we're going to Rockingham.
Back in the car.
However you want to do it.
97.3 Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And now with the world's only net zero entertainment report, Nikki Fuck.
Thank you. Kelly Clarkson and Ariana Grande have released a Christmas song together.
Hey.
How good. It's the season already. It's here.
Isn't it?
It's called Santa, Can You Hear Me? Here it is.
It's got a very Mariah vibe to it, for sure.
And it does.
Apologies to anyone who we just shocked the hell out of by playing that in October.
Hey, it's coming.
It's coming.
If they've released a Christmas song, Mariah's not far behind.
No, that's true.
The tune is from Clarkson's Christmas album, When Christmas Comes Around, which is also out now. Taylor Swift has shared a video teaser on Instagram ahead of the release of her upcoming album Red, Taylor's version, so it's a re-release.
Okay.
In the video, Taylor pans through a number of red items, including a top she's wearing, her red nails, flowers, a dress, shoes, jewelry, and finally a wrapped red present with the words, "It's a red season," appear on screen, and a snippet of the re-recorded track Red plays in the background. So she's captioned the video, 21 days till November 12, and I promise it's worth the wait. That is when she will be releasing Red, Taylor's version. So not too long to wait. She has brought it forward, actually, because of Adele's upcoming album 30, which is going to be out the week after.
Right.
And one of rock's most twisted love stories is about to get its own biopic. Ozzy and Sharon Osbourne have revealed that Sony Pictures has agreed to develop a movie based on their love story with Billy Elliot's Lee Hall writing the screenplay.
Wow.
Sharon Osbourne announced the partnership with Sony, writing her relationship with the Prince of Darkness was often wild, insane, and dangerous, but it was our undying love that kept us together. Two of the Osbourne kids, Jack and Amy, will also serve as producers on the biopic.
Mm. I hope it's warts and all, because that will be an interesting story.
Very interesting.
Nikki and Zamello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3 Coast FM.